you could just tell me your name and what session you were just viewing.
My name is James Simpson, and the session I was just viewing was on what defines the Guardian.
And what interested you about that?
Everyone has their own views of every newspaper, and it's really nice to actually hear that, partly from the audience that loves the newspaper so much they'll take cash the part of their Saturday to come to the office, but also to be able to hear that from the team that creates it, and hear that from the editor. What do they see the newspaper as? I think that's really important.
Was there any surprises for you?
I was always aware that The Guardian was very much into the digital side of things, very cutting edge. I've just come from another session about data analytics and using data, and I've been aware of how much that's grown and how much The Guardian has been much at the forefront of that. But I was fascinated on the search engine optimization chap who was talking about how much The Guardian responds to its readers online. I thought that was really interesting, and how much that can define the way a story is shaped and presented to the readers to make sure that people who are interested in something actually get that stuff.
And is there any one particular thing you think you're taking away most from this session?
It's probably something that Chris isn't going to like. It's the reader's editor side of things, is that one of the things I have to do in my professional life is occasionally sending corrections to various newspapers. And I think it's going to change the way I send in those corrections to Chris, involving making his life an awful lot easier to make the correction. Backing up my facts with research on the email itself. I think that'll make a big difference both for me and him.
I think he might actually quite like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and ask him now.
Fantastic, thank you.
Thank you.